It's Art Spotlight, and coming up, some activities for Martin Luther King Day that do everything from starting on the 18th of January for a screening of The Butler, something that is inspired by Will Haygood's article. There are volunteer activities. There are discussions across West Lafayette and all sorts of different interesting activities. Joining me in the studio is the Associate Director for Leadership and Professional Development Initiative, Harry Brown. Hi.
Hi.
This is a tradition. This is something that, you know, I know in Indiana and across the U.S. that folks have been honoring MLK. Tell me a little bit about your involvement on volunteering and what's coming up this year.
I first became involved with Purdue's celebration of MLK Day in 2000. I was a member of the community. I was executive director of the Volunteer Bureau over in Lafayette. And I helped arrange the volunteer activities, recruit the volunteers, and help with that part of the day. I continued doing that when I came over here to Purdue in 2006 and was director of the Boiler Volunteer Network. Since for the past 4 years, I've just remained on the committee because really committed to making this day something special for not only the campus community, but for Lafayette and West Lafayette.
I guess I'd end asking, obviously, I can go and attend all these events. Almost all, I think, are free and easy. And there's again, more information online about that. But I guess I'd end asking, if I'm interested in volunteering or trying to get my organization to help volunteer, or if I go, oh, gosh, there's an opportunity for students or communities to volunteer, what should I do?
You can contact the Black Cultural Center. And they have the master list of all the things to do and how to get connected. And so that would be the best place to go to find out information about how to become involved.
We're looking forward, appreciate all that you do for the community, and looking forward to this coming up. Like I said, activities have already started. There's things that are going on in the Minority Technology Association. There are things that are happening the 18th through the 23rd and all sorts of things. That's all online. Happy Martin Luther King Day and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Harry Brown, the Associate Director of Leadership and Professional Development Initiative at Purdue. I also had a chance to speak with Will Haygood, who is this year's keynote speaker for the celebration of the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's got to be an honor to be asked to talk here at Purdue.
Yes, it really is. It is a very important time in our nation's history when it comes to civil rights and human rights and respect for our fellow citizens. There is a trial that's taking place right now in Virginia that is a result of a Nazi march where a young lady was killed and nearly three dozen people injured. Some serious in Charlottesville, Virginia. And so all these moments, and there have been many moments of racial unrest in this nation in the past 2 years, all these moments bring back the urgency and the need to think about what Martin Luther King Jr. stood for and his legacy.
I guess I'd end asking, would the 1976 Will Haygood believe that he'd be teaching at his alma mater and having had all these world experiences from, you know, covering things in South Africa and as all these, you know, incredible books that you mentioned and, you know, writing and being nominated for the Pulitzer and having major motion pictures on, you know, of your stories. What would you say to him and would you believe that all that would be possible?
I was walking to the store this morning, and this is so odd. I was thinking about my family from Ohio with roots in Selma, Alabama. My grandmother and my mother were both born in that civil rights-soaked city, and I grew up in Ohio in the 1960s, and I was the first person in my family to go to college, and so sometimes I have to pinch myself about the things that have happened in my life. I've had an opportunity to meet some wonderful people and to travel the world several times and to write stories and to write the kind of books that I want to write. And so I am continuously tickled pink that I've had this sort of a writer's life. I remember starting out early in my career. I was a young national reporter with the Boston Globe, and I was sent up to Amherst, Massachusetts, to interview James Baldwin, certainly one of this nation's treasures, his works. And at that time, I hadn't written a book, not a single book, but I did have a dream to write books. And at the end of the interview, I asked Mr. Baldwin if he thought that I would ever be able to write books. And his eyes got very wide, and he said, the heck if I know. I have no idea if you'll ever be able to write books. And I think he saw my heart sort of sinking. And then he leaned into me, and he said, but I will tell you this, baby, whatever you do in life, you must go the way your blood beats. And I have never forgotten that. And so I'm quite honored to be coming to Purdue University to explain and tell the students and faculty members how this writer's blood beats, how Will Haygood's blood beats. It is going to be a true honor.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.